It feels good, you know. Back to putting my hand on the dirt, you know, just getting after the quarterback.
Is that, and obviously been trying to make that transition outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. Would your preference to be to, you know, continue focusing on that, or do you mind kind of doing both?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind doing both because I'm going to be dropping and I'm going to be rushing too. So, you know, it's good to have that flexibility to do both. Now that Dez went down, so they're going to need me to step up and play. So.
What's different about, you know, 4-3 end and 3-4 end?
It's not really a difference, but I'm more of in like a head-up technique than an outside. So it's not really different. I still have the same responsibilities. Plus, in college, I also played. We had a cub front sometimes, and I played three technique too. So,
where are you at with dropping in coverage? I know it's been a work.
Where am I at? Well, the whole summer that I've been working on it, you know, jumping the coverage because I was playing outside linebacker, but now it makes me more flexible since I know that how to drop now. So, you know, I'm just ready to play whatever position they put me at. So,
do you feel, is it crowded at end in a 3-4? I mean, are you getting used to the, you don't have that wide area to your right?
Yeah, there's definitely more room when you're outside than inside, but, you know, it's just, the important thing is just getting after the quarterback and affecting him. That's my responsibility.
Well,
that's
how about run responsibilities at that position? I mean, is it a lot different from what you'd be used to?
Like I said, I played in the 4-3 defense in college, but also we had a cup front in college, so I was in the 3 technique too, and we had to play the run too, so I had to stay in that B gap and hold my ground. So,
did you know coming into camp that they were gonna put you at the end, or did you kind of find out beforehand after Dez got hurt?
Yeah, I found out after Dez got hurt, you know, because, you know, we had a key starter going down. You know, they just need some help. Coach Hu said he wants the best players to play the game. So, you know, I'm just ready to do whatever they want me to do.
Even
so.
Though you were exposed to some schemes there.
Yeah, so I'm pretty
used to it. You're being asked, on one hand, a new position as an outside linebacker. And this is still kind of new to you.
Yeah.
It's not what you do best. You may end up doing it for a while, but... any worry in your mind, like you're asking me to do a lot of different things, I should hone in on one thing?
No worries. Coach Horn said if it gets too much for me, I just talk to him and tell him, hey, coach, it's kind of a lot. But
reach that point.
Yeah, you know, this is my job now, you know. That's all I got to do, just focus on that playbook and learn that playbook inside and out. And the more flexible I am, the more I can help this team out.
You think tomorrow with pads you'll get a better idea of what it's like?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, in college, I've been in there before, so I know what it's like. So just ready to get after it. So.
Did they tell you that they were going to try you then before you arrived early this week? Like, did they call you when Dez got hurt, or did they wait till you got here to tell you?
No, they told me actually about 3 days before camp.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And then do you feel, and if you compare your body type to some of the other 3-4 ends, I don't think you're quite as heavy. Maybe some guys, do you feel you might need to buck up, or that's a disadvantage at all?
It's whatever the coach wants me to do. So they say I'm still at a good weight. So whatever coach wants me to do.
They said you're at a good weight.
Yes.
Which is what?
I'm about 280 right now.
280. That's higher than you were at the combine, isn't it?
Yeah. So I've been at 280 the whole OTAs and.
So is that 5 pounds more than you weighed at the combine?
Yeah.
So are you gonna be with the D line like for the like today, or do you switch alternate days, or do you have any kind of idea what the plan is?
I said whatever the coach wanted me to do. Right now, I'm working with a D-line, and also I still work on pass drops and stuff like that, so I can be more prepared for it.
So do you attend linebacker meetings or not right now?
Right now, it's just I've been in D-line room right now. So,
who called you to let you know?
Coach Nodge.
Coach Nodge. Yeah. And were you surprised at all? I mean,
when I heard the news, I kind of figured they would move into DN, so I was just prepared for it. So.
And the news about Desmond?
Yeah, when I heard the news about Desmond, yeah.
I mean, this. First of all, I mean, how big a loss do you think that is, and how ready are you to help compensate for it?
That's definitely a big loss because he's one of the best players on our team. You know, he was sack leader for us, so that was a big loss for us. But guys just have to step up, you know, and do their thing.
Okay, you and Nassib were 1-2 of Conlon and Sands last year. Why would Nassib be?
Nassib also plays DN. I think he plays the other side of me, so.
Do you feel like it's a mentality change? You know, you go from 4-3 end to 3-4 outside linebacker and then to 3-4 DN. Like, in your head, have you had to kind of come to grips with that?
Yeah, you know, I came here with a mindset, I'm just ready to do whatever they ask of me. So that's the mindset coming in. For the outside linebacker, whether it's DN or D-tackle, knows I'm just ready.
Do you still see yourself and want to be an outside linebacker long term, or do you think there's something to stick?
I see myself wherever, whatever the coach wants me to do. So.
Where did you work out kind of this last month? And did you work out with anybody specifically?
I worked out at Pete Bomarito in Aventura, Florida. So. That's where I worked out.
Is sacking the quarterback the most satisfying thing you can do on the field?
Oh, yeah. That's the most satisfying thing.
Do you see those opportunities still there inside like that?
Definitely. I'm closer to the quarterback this time. Anything.
That's what they tell you. Right? So you're up against bigger guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, since I'm a much smaller guy, so I'll be quicker than them. So.
What type of influence has Joe Kim had on you? You know, he's big into teaching the hand fighting and, you know, that martial arts influence. What influence has he had, how helpful has that been for you?
It's definitely been very helpful. You know, hands are everything. If you can knock their hands off of you, you could beat them easily. So just working on hands actually helps me a lot as a pass rusher. So.
Can't imagine you had any help like that at Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I had Joe Kim, Coach Kim at Oklahoma State, that'd be amazing. So.
Are you excited for first day of pads tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
I mean, Coach Jackson said that he's going to have a siren go off and it's going to be
alive.
Everything goes and really intense. Have guys been talking about that or have you been thinking about that?
Oh, yeah, you know, as a defensive line, we can't be too aggressive with no pads on. You know, we can't risk getting our guys hurt, but with pads on, we get to attack more, so that's actually good for us, D-line.
Coach Nunn has worked with some pretty good defensive linemen. I mean, kind of excited now that you're going to get a chance to work with him specifically.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing is he actually called me OC during one drill, so that was actually kind of funny to me. So.
Yeah. He also said they're going to rotate guys to that line you know, on Sundays. How does that benefit you?
It benefits us, you know, it keeps us fresh on the field. We're go every time we're in, we're ready to go. So.
Do you view it as like, you know, a competition with Xavier Cooper now for that starting spot?
I came here to compete. You know, I came here to be the best I can be to help this team out. So that's what I'm looking for.
How much interaction did you have with Desmond in the spring?
At the end of spring?
Just in the spring throughout OTAs, mini camps.
We just like say hey, just talk to each other, say how I'm doing, you know, how I'm getting along, how I'm adjusting to the plays, you know, just. Basic stuff. So.
Is he around now?
Is he around? Yes, she's always in the D-line room too. So,
I mean, making another kind of transition for you. I know you were ended at Oklahoma State, but in the 3-4 scheme, I mean, are you going to be picking his brain and leaning on him to try to get kind of tricks of the trade? Or?
Oh, yeah, we were doing pass rush yesterday. You know, I was asking him, you know, how you do this kind of move and this kind of move, you know, stuff like that. So.
Because you were a defensive lineman in college and now you're getting to transition back to defensive line for your first professional training camp, do you approach it with a little bit more confidence than maybe if you came in as a dropping linebacker?
Yeah, it's definitely because I was used to it in college, so, you know, it's pretty much the same basic thing that I'll be doing. I'm just inside.
What about working against this offensive line? How are guys like Joe Thomas going to help you become a better player?
Oh, definitely. I look forward to working with him. You know, he's the very best at what he does. You know, if you could beat the best, you are the best. That's how I feel.
Do you just kind of have an attitude that, you know, hey, I'm athletic enough that wherever you put me, I'm going to be all right?
Yeah, that was my mindset coming in. You know, whatever position they wanted me to play at, I'm just ready to do it. So.